This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention Monday night, a four-day virtual affair amid a coronavirus pandemic they hope will help push former Vice President Joe Biden to victory over President Donald Trump in the November election. During his own campaign stop in Minnesota Monday, President Trump ridiculed the pre-taped Democratic speeches, saying there's nothing very exciting about it. On Thursday, Biden is expected to accept the nomination in his home state of Delaware, with only aides and political advisors present. Next week, Republicans plan to hold a similar event with limited convention activity in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Trump plans to make his acceptance speech from the White House. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch on Monday said more than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in ballots in November's presidential election. He said between 15 and 20 attorneys generals are reviewing legal arguments for one or more lawsuits. President Trump told reporters Monday that he is not trying to undermine the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in ballots. The Food and Drug Administration is warning about potential issues with a widely used test for coronavirus that can lead to false results. The regulators flagged the issues to doctors and lab technicians working with a popular test from Thermo Fisher. The warning comes nearly a month after health officials in Connecticut warned that the tests had delivered false positive results to at least 90 people tested for the virus. The FDA said Monday that lab technicians working with the test must follow updated instructions as well as use new software provided by Thermo Fisher to ensure that the results are accurate. This is VOA News.